Well, we've come to the end. We started in the middle of May, and now we're at the end of August. Thank you so very much for sticking with us. If you are lagging behind a little, that's okay. Stay with us through to the end. This is great. I'm so glad that you're staying with the program. There's reason to know the story of the Bible, and we'll talk just a second of that when we finish this up. But let's get through these last four chapters, and then I want to say a couple of things as we wrap up this study. We're in chapters 25, 26, 27, and 28. Yesterday, we talked about a trial of Paul before Felix, the governor. Felix is over. Felix has left as the governor. He's being replaced by Festus. Festus decides to go to Jerusalem. He wants to make a good impression on the Jews. The Jews immediately ask him to bring Paul down there. They're fully intending on killing him along the way. He doesn't really understand any of that. He goes back to Paul and says, "Hey, Paul, why don't you just go down to Jerusalem? Let's have the trial down there. There's nothing here for me." Paul says, "Nope, I'm a Roman citizen. I appeal to Caesar." Festus says, "Got my hands tied. I want to do that." So he lets it go. Now, he has no real good reason to send him to Caesar. He doesn't think he's all that guilty. But as a Roman citizen, if he appeals to Caesar, he's going to do it. King Agrippa comes in. King Agrippa is one of the local kings as opposed to the Roman governor. And so Festus says, "Agrippa, would you mind reviewing this case of this guy Paul and help me come up with the right things to write to the emperor when I send Paul along?" Agrippa says, "Fine," and they have this story. Paul gets an opportunity to present to Agrippa his story. This is the third time we've seen it. Luke tells it once and Paul has told it twice. So now Paul is getting ready to tell it and tell Agrippa the full story. Chapter 26 is Paul speaking before Agrippa, tells the most detailed story of the his encounter with the risen Jesus. And at the end of that, as we're all very well aware, that Agrippa says to Paul, "Do you think that in such a short time you can persuade me to be a Christian?" And Paul says, "Except for these chains, I wish you were just like I am." And then Agrippa leaves, and Paul is sent on his way to Rome. Chapter 27 is talking about sailing. There is a huge storm. The ship is shipwrecked. They're on shore in Malta. There's an encounter with a snake. There's an encounter with people being raised. They ultimately are back on another ship, and they're transported to Rome. And then Paul is under guard, but has quite a bit of freedom for someone that's basically in jail. And he begins interacting with the Jews. Basically the same way he would always start off in the synagogues, he's relating to the Jews. He asks them if they know anything about him. He thinks maybe that the Jews have sent people on ahead, but they don't know anything about him. So you see his interactions there. It's interesting that it ends, the book ends right here. We know from history that Paul and Peter both died at the hands of Nero somewhere between AD 65 and 67. Since this book ends before then this book doesn't relate the death of Paul. It must end sometime before AD 65. Which means that about the only thing that can happen after this is most likely John the Apostle and his writings in 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John and the book of Revelation. So we pretty much have, by the end of the book of Acts, we have all of the history of the church. Now there's letters, the epistles, and we can pick up some more information from those, and that's a worthy study. But when you want to talk about the entire story of the Bible, that's what this is. The reason it's important to me is that we are so frequent. We always want to pick up the Bible and look for what is it that I have to do. Jesus in John chapter 5, verse 39 and 40, he's encountering the scribes and the Pharisees, and he says to them, he says, "You search the scriptures because in them you think you have salvation." He says, "But these they are that speak of me, but you will not come to me and have life." The reason we need to study the scriptures is so that we can see Jesus. Now, we didn't point Jesus out at every step along the way, but hopefully we did point out lots of passages that were foreshadowing. Sometimes it's very specific foreshadowings. Sometimes it's just very similar events that are parroted in Jesus's life, that from the very beginning, from the first words in Genesis chapter 1 all the way through to the end of the book of Acts, we see Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. That's the reason that we're studying this. Hopefully, somewhere not too far in the future, maybe we can pick it up and go back and start filling in some of the other blanks and see more about the law and the prophets and the wisdom literature and in the New Testament, the epistles and the apocalyptic literature. There's so many other parts to fill in around this, and all of those have their same place in filling in the story of this Jesus Christ, who we call our Lord and Master, our Savior. Thank you so much for staying with us in this. Enjoy. Talk to you soon. God bless you.